Now, a lot of the boys and girls are still up here near the front, so I'm going to say the phrase, and see if you can say the phrase back that we've been saying with the grown-ups this morning. Ready? Are we ready? I don't think we're all ready. He is risen. Now, the grown-ups didn't pay attention, or maybe I wasn't perfectly clear. Just the boys and girls this time, okay? He is risen. Good job. Let's try one more time, and you can do louder, okay? He is risen. Very good. Thank you, boys and girls. I want you to pay attention because I have something I want you to do very soon. As a butterfly soared overhead, one caterpillar said to the other, "You'll never get me up in one of those things." And yet, for every caterpillar, the time comes when it gets an urge to eat and grow, and it subsides, and instinctively it begins to form a chrysalis around itself. And the chrysalis hardens, and you'd think for all the world that the caterpillar was dead. But something miraculous is happening with that caterpillar. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable before you and your people. You are our rock and our redeemer. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, it's officially springtime, and soon enough it will be summer, even though we're still getting some cold air. It's the time of year when we start to think of creepy, crawly caterpillars on the ground, and we have a sort of a mental image of, you know, caterpillars crawling across the ground and, you know, picking them up. I know when I was a kid and just spending all kinds of time watching them crawl around, all the different types of caterpillars. Some were fuzzy and some were brightly colored and some actually stung if you touched the back of them and to protect themselves. But as time goes by, that caterpillar does go and find a nice cool spot and it makes a cocoon. And they get inside that cocoon and they tuck themselves all up in a nice warm spot. And then after a little while, and the sun's been baking down and time goes by, it almost looks as if that caterpillar has died. But in fact, the caterpillar comes back and opens up, and it's a beautiful, lovely butterfly that comes forth and flies. And these butterflies, the monarch butterflies, fly thousands of miles from here all the way down to Mexico in their life cycle, and it's a long time. They could not do that as a caterpillar, but they certainly can as a butterfly. There's a big word for that change that takes place. It's called metamorphosis. And boys and girls, some of you might have taken that in school yet. Some of you will be learning about it soon. But we know that butterflies come from caterpillars, and they're completely different animals, so to speak. One stuck on the ground crawling, and the other one can fly. The purpose of Easter, in many ways, is to celebrate the victory that tells the power of God that took that dead body of Jesus and transformed him, metamorphized him, if you like, and transfigured him into a glorious, resurrected body. Easter is God telling the truth that God can conquer death with life. The purpose of Easter is not just to convince us that creepy, crawly caterpillars can be transformed into butterflies. It's also to convince us that there are not only just these miracles that take place in history, or in nature, rather, but we can see these miracles in history. And what I mean by history is your history and my history. That God's been at work in our lives over the years. And that's the miracle of Easter. Easter tells us of the good and glorious promise that God has to take a power that hangs over all of us, the power of death and sin, and transforms it into life everlasting. So today, I wanted to go and look for caterpillars, but it's too cold and a bit early this time of year. But we've got lots of lovely flowers here, and they can also tell us about change. Now, if I went out and dug up a flower, I'd end up with a vase of roots. And they're not very pretty, I don't think. They're kind of muddy, and I wouldn't put that in my house as decoration. I don't think any of us would. We want the other part of this, the part that's different. Part that is these flowers. This is what kind of change we have. We go from seeds to dirty brown roots and become transformed into beautiful, full-colored flowers. And it's a big change that God does to do that. From a little tiny seed, it breaks open, it forms these interesting looking arms and legs, I guess we can call them almost. But if we turned it around the right way, we end up with these lovely, lovely flowers. A great transformation and something that has been done by God. Easter is that kind of transformation again. Coming out from the ground, from something that appears to be dead, becoming something very alive and full of color. Easter is an invitation for us to look at the world like children. And I want to point out, when I say to have a childlike faith, I'm not asking for everybody to have a childish faith. We're grown-ups here, most of us. Some of us don't want to be, really. Some of us are still kids at heart, and that's okay. That's childlike. And that's seeing the world as the children see the world. When children see the world, they look at it, well, we were all children at one time. All of us were. The word that comes with that specifically is wonder. We looked at the world as children with eyes of wonder. And as we grow up, don't listen to this part, boys and girls, but as we grow up, we lose the wonder so very often. We lose the wonder of flowers, and all we see is roots. There's a commercial I've been hearing on the radio last little while about people want, it's a husband and wife, and the wife says, let's get a pool in our backyard. And the husband's response is, oh, pool, we got to clean it, and we've got to, you know, put the cover on it, and we got to heat it, and put the chlorine in, and make sure the neighbor's cat doesn't drown. And the wife says, yeah, but we could swim in it too. We could have parties. Some people, all they see is the trouble. Because we've lost that childlike wonder. As adults, we demand to have more words and more explanations and give me proofs of things. Many people don't come to church because they can't prove this miraculous day of the resurrection of Christ. And yet, God wants us to work in faith. God challenges us in the book of Hebrews, for instance, chapter 11. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And then the rest of chapter 11 states all these famous biblical characters who did something by faith. They took to the letter, so to speak, what faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. And then in chapter 12 of Hebrews, it starts off this way. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, witnesses about faith, about the wonders of God. Since we're surrounded by that all the time in writing and in the lives and history of the people in this room, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured that cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such oppositions from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Big words there. We have the proof that we need. And it's a faithful proof. It's a childlike wonder when we describe this. And I have been saying all through Lent, if all we did at Christmas was celebrate the birth of Jesus and then marginally said, well, he was a great leader, had some nice things to say about lots of nice things and people, and he died, and well, maybe we'll celebrate the tragedy of his death and the anniversary of that, we could just do we don't have to be Christians. We could be anything. We have lots of people we celebrate. George Washington's birthday in the States, for instance. What we celebrate, what makes the difference, is the empty tomb, the resurrected Lord. The resurrection of Christ, the faithful acceptance and wonder of that, is what makes all of the difference in our faith. Otherwise, Jesus was just a nice guy with some nice words. but he's not. He conquered death. He conquered something that is in every single person's life at the end. He conquered death. And he gives us that ultimately. He proves to us through the resurrection and this countless witnesses we talk about that this is true. God is asking us now at the Easter time, at the Easter cross, at the Easter tomb, what Paul says here in Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Do not be conformed to this world. Don't get childish. Don't get too grown up that you've lost the wonder. But be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Bring back the wonder. Be that childlike set of eyes viewing the world and this message, the message of the risen Lord, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, I'd like to tell you one more quick butterfly story, and here's our bigger monarch butterfly. But before it became this, it was, as we've been talking about, it was a caterpillar. I have my caterpillar still here somewhere. Little tiny caterpillar. And this little tiny caterpillar was on a carpet that had a lot of color on it. And as this little caterpillar crawled around on the carpet for, many, many years, much longer than a caterpillar normally would, this caterpillar crawled around for 70 years on this carpet. And as he crawled around on the carpet, he noticed pretty colors. He saw some reds, he saw some yellows, he saw some whites, and he thought, what a colorful, colorful world I live in. It's a beautiful world. It's filled with all this brilliant color every time I turn. 50, 60, 70, 80 years go by as an old caterpillar. But it's just a blink in time for God. He became a cocoon, and he hibernated like we've talked about. And it looked like he had died, maybe. But he didn't realize it. This cocoon was part of this miracle. And then another miracle, he came out of the cocoon as a monarch butterfly. And he flew really high in the air. He flew over top of the carpet that he'd been living in for all those years. And when he looked down, this is what he saw. A beautiful pattern showing the cross of Christ. But when he was the caterpillar, all he could see was just these little bits of color. For us, as Scripture tells us, all will be revealed at that time. And for me, and I talk about many times, I can see this in another way. When I was working in computers, sometimes I'd see just a little part here. My part, the program, was right here, and I never saw the whole system. But when I step back and I look at that whole system at work, it's magnificent. It's much more than just that little bit I could see. Now I can see the whole thing. And that's what Paul is talking about when he talks about all things will be revealed. Easter is inviting us to believe in the powers of God to create magnificent new life, to believe the miracle that God can transform caterpillars into butterflies and can transform seeds into lovely flowers. He can take our earthly bodies and transform us into heavenly bodies. It's an invitation for us to believe as children and become childlike and experience the wonder of Christ once again. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And if you take one thing away today, grown-ups, I want you to look at these children and try to see how they see the world. And when you take them special places for the first time and you see that big grin on their face, the wonder's there. And you want to experience that yourself too. The wonder of God, the miracle of God's transforming love in our lives. Amen.